Previously on Adventures in Babysitting.
And like, we hugged and cried, and she said that she still loved me, and she didn't say, I still love you. Like, that would be a weird thing to say. Like,
yeah.
It's okay. I still love you. But I mean, I talked to her about, I've known this for 10 years or so, or like, you know, I'd figured it out. I chose to be gay 10 years ago. But I hadn't told them because I didn't think about telling them until recently. And then when I had my child, I loved him so much in a way that I'd never loved anyone or anything before.
Hello, and welcome to Adventures in Babysitting, chronicling the highs and lows of coming out of the closet and having your first baby at the age of 40. Past the lube and diaper cream, things are about to get filthy. My name is Document to Barbarism, the menopause of Western society. And normally now you would be hearing from Shannon Corder. She'd be introducing herself with some incredible pop culture quote as well. But today you should actually just pass the lube and not the diaper cream because I'm flying solo. Shannon unfortunately couldn't make it today. Why? She couldn't tell me. She's got some big news. I'm excited to hear it, but we will hear more about that later. For those of you that are curious, it has nothing to do with the potentially intense conversation we had said at the end of last episode that we still needed to have and we're going to have because we haven't had that yet. So unfortunately, if you were hoping to find out about that, you'll have to tune in next time. I instead today wanted to introduce a new occasional segment that I will be doing called Documenta Unedited. It's really that. The concept is that I'm going to present what I record completely unedited. This is partly because I'm lazy, but not exclusively. Mostly, I'm hoping it adds an element of maybe danger or risk to this venture. Because I am not a master editor, but I am pretty good. And I'm at least good enough of an editor to get continuous feedback from people of what a great father I am from them listening to Documenta and Son. And I attribute that entirely to my editing. I've left a couple things in here and there, but trust me, I cut out a lot that maybe paints a more realistic picture of what our father-son dynamic is like, but only a little bit. I mean, I am a kick-ass dad, let's be honest here. But with podcasts, I can control the image that I present. I can control how you see me, how you hear me. So I want to take that away. I want to fly without a net for a bit and hope that maybe leads to a truer and maybe more interesting place for a little bit. I don't know. We'll see. I'm hoping that it doesn't just turn into a one long therapy session because I saw two plays on Saturday that were both therapy plays, each of which was different amounts of exhausting, and that's not what I'm here for. I don't want to dump all my problems on you. So if that happens, hopefully I can catch myself. If I start to get filled with too self-pity or go down too many roads like that, then I'm just going to do arms orbits, which has, if you listen to Document and Son, is our self-control method or way to keep it things from getting a little too boring. So I will do my best to, if I have to cough or anything, I'll move away from the microphone. But for now, the idea is you are getting me unfiltered, uncensored. I don't know. We'll see about that. But that really does have a lot to do with what this podcast is about. It's not just about documenting the queer experience, whatever that is. It's about, especially about documenting this very strange and unique moment in both my and Dingleberry's life, and Shannon's, of course, on Adventures in Babysitting, because there's so much going on. It's such a unique, hopefully, once-in-a-lifetime moment of coming out during a pandemic, coming out around the same time as my son, all of that, that it just, I want to at the very least have a record of this for myself and for Dinglemary and for anyone who might be interested down the road. So, that being said, I hope you enjoy it. I promise not to blather on for too long. I look forward to hearing back from you if this works, if you think it's interesting. Maybe it'll be a car wreck, who knows. I was going to talk about where my head is at, where my head is most days lately. I feel like the career path that I thought I was on for a decade is not really the path. Hold on a sec. You see, that was a real cough, folks. That is how real shit gets here. We even cough on this podcast. I was going to talk about how I'm 41 and still don't know what to do with my life and how frustrating that is and how I'm repeating dynamics from 20 years ago and how I've got so much training, but I still don't know what to do and how I can't just find the one thing to do because there's so many things that I want to do. But that's probably too much comedy for December, so we will put that on hold for now. Really what happened is as I was thinking through what I wanted to talk about, I got confirmation that, well, how do I put this? Last week, I was invited to an orgy. And I have been thinking about, do I want to go? I don't know. I've never been to an orgy, going back and forth, replaying all these scenarios in my head about what it may be like. And of course, because I'm me coming up with a million excuses not to do it. But today, I finally just said, fuck it. And accepted the invitation. So I'm going to an orgy this week. And even just saying that out loud makes me incredibly nervous. When I sent the text saying I would be there, I got dizzy instantly and short of breath. I had to tell myself, okay, breathe, it's okay. And it's mostly excitement. Not exclusively, but mostly. So I've been spending the day processing that and mostly just with the figuring out the fucking logistics of it. Who knew like orgies could be so complicated? And I'm talking about like figuring out parking and figuring out my COVID test, things like that. And that's all of, you know, not to say nothing of the actually getting in the right headspace where I can go and engage in sexual activities with multiple men at once. So that's where my head is at now. I haven't really gotten into this much on the either podcast, but if you've been listening, you can probably tell it's probably obvious that I haven't had a lot of sex in my life. Certainly not a lot of sex with men. And so I knew that nervous feeling that I felt was confirmation that it was something that I needed to do. And then when I felt nervous thinking about talking about it on the microphone, I knew, yep, okay, that's also something I need to do. I'm trying to not let fear guide my decisions. You know, I'm always telling Dinglemary that. And if I don't want to be a hypocrite, I can't continually tell him that he needs to not let fear rule his life if fear is ruling mine. So here we are then. I'm a few days out from going to my first orgy. I don't even know, y'all, if I'm a top or a bottom. I've only bottomed to this point, but that's mostly just because that's the only chances I've had. I love it. It's great. But, I haven't even... That's how limited my sexual experience is, just to be frank. If I'm oversharing, sorry. That's just... Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's just what I do now. I overshare. I think it might be a reaction to having kept so much inside for so long that now I just feel like I just want to talk about these things all the time. You know, it's all I'm thinking about. I got to get them out somehow. So then I was thinking, well, how do we really talk about this? Because I don't necessarily want to bore you all with the details of my very few sexual encounters. Then I thought, well, how about let's talk about apps? Because the dating apps are, for so many people, they're the way to sex, you know, especially if you live somewhere like I do, where there's no gay bar, there's not really bars of any sort. There's no way to go out and meet people. The apps are all you got, which is pretty fucking grim when the apps are as bad as they are around here. I mean, in general, I think dating apps are pretty horrible all around, but I wanted to maybe just spend a few minutes looking at the different dating apps just to give people a hint of what they're like here in suburbia. If you are gay, you'll know everything that I'm saying. This will not be surprising to you if you've spent any time on apps. If you're not, even if you are, have spent time on apps but you're straight, you might still be shocked. Maybe not shocked, but you might still find interesting tidbits in the gay dating app world. So I'm just going to open the apps and see what we can find. I'm not going to go into boring, like maybe Grindr, but I'm not going to do Tinder, mostly because I hate Tinder. I was going to do Hinge, but I may have deleted that off my... Oh, no, I still got Hinge. Let's start with Hinge, because that's one that straddles multiple... Oh, nope, it's telling me I have to sign in. Yeah, I don't like Hinge anymore. I thought it would be awesome, because it's, what, the one that's meant to be deleted, right? It sucks. So instead, let's look at Growler. Growler is one that even many gay men do not know exists. Growler is a dating app for the bear community. A bear is a gay man, usually always hairy, often fat, not necessarily, often burly, whether that's muscles, you know, and or fat. I'm not particularly hairy myself. You'll just have to trust me on that one. But I've tended to have the most success in the very limited amount of success that I've had on Growler. So when I open up Growler, it has a grid just like Grindr, you know, so you see everyone who's nearby. I always have it set to be nearby. And Growler is actually a little better than Grindr around here because only about half of the profiles are blank, which is fewer than Grindr. This is, I think, because I live in a pretty conservative area, suburban area. I think there are a lot of closet cases around here, which, you know, no tea, no shade. I was one myself, and I used the apps as well to at least talk to other guys and get some sort of connection or sexual outlet, even if it meant, you know, never showing my face or never meeting in person. You know, sometimes a dick pic is all you need. But for me now, in my life as it is, a dick pic is not all I need. It is not enough. And so I go on Growler. Let's see. Let's just take this. Okay, this guy looks interesting. His profile name is Do the Bears. Okay, his about me says Verse, 56 years, 6 foot, 200 pounds, 7.5 inches cut, smooth and athletic, negative on prep. Did you get all that? To decode, Verse means top and bottom. 7.5 inches is his dick length. I assume that means erect. I've never actually, I don't really know that for sure. If it's 7.5 inch when it's flaccid, then that's actually probably pretty huge. So I'm going to assume that's erect. Cut means circumcised, of course. Smooth and athletic, I assume he's referring to his body type. It's kind of hard to tell from his picture. He says, love silver daddies and bears, 50 plus. I wonder, am I a silver daddy? I don't know. My beard is pretty, turning pretty gray. And I'm a bear. I don't know, but he says 50 plus. So, I mean, I'm already automatically out. He also asks if anyone knows a good massage therapist in the area, which is a great question. He says he has a BF boyfriend. So just looking for FWB setup, friends with benefits, I assume. Okay, that one's actually pretty normal, not too bad. But, you know, I'm out. I'm not 50 plus, so tough. Okay, now this one. No, that profile is boring. We're going to skip that one. I knew it. Of course, you see the freakiest shit on here, and then I knew that, of course, the second I needed it. Okay, this guy seems pretty nice. Looking for sexual partners for fun in bed, or friends for adventures, or both. I play with my partner and alone. Okay, you know, that's not too bad. I would probably chat with this guy. I have chatted with this guy. So, okay, yeah, I said, hey, handsome, I don't really fit any of your looking for criteria, but I'm a lot of fun on adventures. God, I'm so corny. And then he responded, hey, thanks for reaching out. I'm in the process of updating my profile, which I'm not really sure what that means. I'm not sure we're a good match at this point, but I really appreciate the message. Thank you. And I responded, no sweat. Peace sign, emoji, exclamation mark. I assume that means that, I don't know, I'm too fat or something. I mean, I am. I'm a lot of fucking fun on adventure, so I don't know what their problem was. Let's see. There's got to be something interesting. Okay. Ooh, this guy is super skinny. So this is always interesting, too. I've tended to have the most luck on Growler with chasers, which, from what I understand, is just skinny people who like fat guys. Which always makes me feel a little weird. I don't know how I feel yet about being fetishized for my size, probably because I've got plenty of issues surrounding that. I'm not really ashamed of being fat, but I do feel weird. I would feel weird being with someone who was only attracted to me because I was fat. I'll never be skinny, but there's a chance I may like lose weight or something. And does that mean I stop being beautiful? Who knows? His profile says hungry, pizza emoji, donut emoji. I'm a painter, I hike, I travel, and then a picture of a dog. So, I don't know, this makes it sound like he might be a feeder, which is, I think, a thing, a kink where you feed a fat person and make them fatter. I don't know. Okay, well, this is turning out to be boring. As these people are turning out to be boring. I'm sure, as entertainment goes, this is just unbelievably riveting. But I'm looking for, you know, there's always, maybe I should go to Grindr. Maybe if I want freaks, I just need to go to Grindr. But the point is that the reason I didn't even realize I had talked to that guy is because I hardly even go on this anymore. I'm sure this is how it always is, but your grid just gets played out. You've contacted everyone that you're interested in. You may have fucked them. I don't know. I have not, actually. Anytime I've had luck on the apps has been when I'm traveling or when I'm not where I live, which is probably ideal for the apps. I know some people meet on them, but it's just this constant, continuous rejection and weird jockeying for, I don't even know, that just makes it unpleasant. So I've found that I got on the apps quite a bit at first, especially at the beginning of lockdown, because it was sort of the only contact I had with the outside world. I was recently separated. I was now, quote unquote, out, but it quickly faded. All right, so that's Growler. Let's try Grindr. Why not? Okay, come on, Grindr. Don't let me down. Let's see. Let's find someone really freaky. Ooh, hosting right now. Okay, so yeah, now we're on Grindr, and yeah, easily 80% of the profiles are blank. At least on Growler, the blank profiles have a picture of a cute teddy bear. Whereas on Grindr, it's just like a shadowy outline of a head. And there's a few of the same guys here that were on Grindr. Let's see what hosting right now says. Ooh, they're only 1,600 feet away. Oh, 19 years old. Although he does, quote, need some bomb-ass head, he prefers no older than 25. Well, I guess I'm out. All right, let's see. This guy's at work. This guy's profile name is Time to Play, and he's got a picture of a bed with handlebars above it. I assume this is probably not his bed. Handlebars like of an old-timey bike and a banner that says Live to Ride, and the picture says Wanna Ride. Sounds fun. Let's play DL Indiscreet, he says, with a winky emoji. Yeah, of course, it's DL Indiscreet. That makes it really tough around here, too, because I cannot host because I do not live alone. So if the guy cannot host, which they often can't, if they are a closet case, then we're just doubly screwed. And not in the way I'd like to be, am I right? Ooh, Do the Bears is on here again. He's also on here. Okay. Interesting. This guy. So, I don't recall. You'll have to wind the tape back. I don't remember him saying anything about guys with a belly, which is interesting because you'd think he would on Growler. Although here he's saying, still, you must be 50 plus, and I love guys with a belly. If you're fit and young, we probably won't be a match, which I love. Because fuck those guys. Although, really, I'd like to because, unfortunately, I think that's a little more my type. Let's see. Come on. Where are you at, you freaks? Blank profiles, blank profiles. This guy is called CD and TS only. I do not know what that means. Looking for CD/TV/TS girls to play with. No idea what that means. I'm going to assume it's probably not me. Looking pansexual. This one's called looking for now. Okay, let's see what two eyeballs for now says. Okay, it's a picture of, I assume it's him. He's on a boat holding a giant fish. It's kind of rugged. Okay, he's got a little bit of a belly. Nice. He says, if you see me, say hey, and let's have some fun fully vaccinated. All right, sure, why not? Let's hit him up. Let's see if anything happens. What should I say? I never know what. I always try to sound like cool, but not like too distant and too cool. This guy's 5 miles away, which isn't bad. I'll say, hey, sexy. Let's hang! Exclamation mark. Kissy face emoji. Can you believe she's single? Still single, girls? All right. And then, of course, an ad pops up because I refuse to pay for Grindr Extra or whatever it's called. Oh, and they also do this thing. You can see, well, I guess if you pay the extra, you can see who has viewed your profile, which always just seems crazy to me because if they've looked at you, that means they've looked at you and decided they don't like you. So I don't see the point besides just making you feel bad that you've even been rejected by people you didn't approach. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really seeing anything else that interesting on here. Oh, I remember him from that guy from the train. Yeah, he was drunk a lot. Oh, interesting. Okay. All right. Well, let's see if that guy messages us back. One second. I'm going to take a drink away from the microphone to refresh myself. That's what we take drinks for. Hold on. You see the riveting content that that House of Barbarism brings you? All right, let's do bigger city now. This is one that I had never heard of until a gentleman that I was fucking told me about it because he was into larger guys. It's called Bigger City. I've not really ever met, surprisingly, you know, I thought I would clean up on here because it's for people, for fat guys and people who love fat guys. I think the problem is it's mostly fat guys and there aren't enough chasers. I don't know. I have messaged with people. We've gotten pretty far, like to the point where we say, you know, let's meet up. Okay, sounds good. And I say, how about Wednesday? And then nothing. Is that how it is for everybody? When it gets to that point, I kind of assume it is. I tell myself that it is, so I don't feel too bad about myself. But it's frustrating how you know, first you have to figure out what the person, if the person you're talking to is even sane, if they're even a person, and then if there's any sort of chemistry, then you have to figure out what each other wants, which often there's a lot of subtext. Sometimes they come out and say directly, it's just a fucking headache. And for so little payoff for me, I assume for young, beautiful, skinny people, the apps are just like a buffet. You just open them and the messages come pouring in and you take your pick. It's not the same for me, for a 41-year-old bald fat man with, what was I going to say? I don't even know. Who lives in the suburbs? Let's see. So, for example, on here, you can look up, they call them citizens because it's bigger city, I guess. On this one also, you can see your viewers. And this one, I don't think I haven't paid for this. So you can just see the people who viewed you. So I can see, let's see, there's 23 people just on this screen alone who have viewed me and apparently considered me unworthy of their time. So fuck you all. That guy's got weird glasses anyway. So what does he know? And you can also go global or nearby. I don't really get the point of global. I'm not interested in talking to someone who lives in Kazakhstan. Nothing against Kazakhstan. I'm sure it's awesome. But we ain't never gonna fuck. We ain't never gonna get married. So what's the point? And let's see. Okay, again, here there's a couple of the same guys that were on Grindr and on Growler. So you see we're all swimming in the same pool. We're all ignoring each other on multiple apps. Okay, yeah, this guy, this is a couple. I've talked to them. It's just so weird. Like, people seem so nice and so genuine and interested in getting to know you. And then it gets to that point and they just disappear. And I just don't understand that. Maybe what it is that everyone is just having all the amazing sex that they need. And they just don't need anything else besides what they've got. I don't know, but it's frustrating. And I don't want to live like an ascetic monk, but sometimes I just have to because, you know, I got to live. I got to be where I am. Anyway. Yeah. It's just a shame there weren't any, the freaks were all in hiding today. Because you get some real weird shit on here, as I'm sure you all know. And anyway, this was, I feel a little calmer now, at least. talking and thinking about the orgy. I'm very excited for it, but really, really nervous, like nervous as hell. I'm sure it's going to be wonderful. Like, obviously it's going to be, I've been assured that it's very body positive. It's not going to be very big, you know, just probably in the double digits of people, but low double digits. I'm sure it's going to be cool and we're going to kick it and we're all going to have a great time. Ooh, I may even get peed on. I hope I get peed on. I've always wanted to try that. Mom, I hope you're not listening. And so it'll be great. And I think most of this nervousness is excitement. But I don't know. I'm a 41-year-old man going to an orgy with people who might be half his age. So it'll be interesting. And I will be sure to report back when I do. All right. Well, that's about it for now. I'm going to close all the apps and not think about them. Bigger City is closed. Grindr is closed. Growler is closed. Hinge, fuck you. But I hope you enjoyed Documenta Uncut on Adventures in Gay Sitting. Thank you all for listening. Tune in on Thursday for an all-new closet. Nope, that's next week. Documenta and Son, thank you. And then an all-new closet practice on Monday. Keep the great responses coming. I appreciate it so much. Thank you for listening to my little weird labor of love. I hope you'd enjoy this. I hope you have a great day. Oh, meet me on Twitter at DocumentaB, on Instagram at DocumentaBarbarism. Email me at buttstuff@documentabarbarism.com. Visit my website at documentabarbarism.com. Let's chat. Let's hang out. As you can tell, I'm hard up for company. Literally. All right. See you next time. Mwah. This has been another House of Barbarism podcast, written, recorded, edited, and produced by Documenta Barbarism, your friendly neighborhood mountain man fairy princess. Remember, there is no document of civilization which is not, at the same time, a Documenta Barbarism. Mwah.